Recorded live at Herman's Jazz Club in Victoria, that was a piece called Deep Clear Water, composed by Kelby McNair, played by his quintet. He was at the drums with Phil Dwyer on soprano sax, Daniel Lapp trumpet, Miles Black piano, Tom Wakeling on bass, from the CD The Measure of Light, the Kelby McNair Quintet. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you enjoyed the music on today's show, and we will be back again next weekend with more. And the next concert in the series from Jazzport Townsend will take place on August 31st, and that will feature Bill Holman's Festival All-Star Big Band in his own compositions and arrangements. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.
Support for KPLU comes from the Alzheimer's Association, whose Walk to End Alzheimer's event helps to raise funds for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. The Alzheimer's Association believes everyone has a reason to end Alzheimer's. Information about dates and locations of walks at alzwa.org.
Well, what a lot of fun we had on Jazz Northwest. Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley is coming right up. I want to mention in traffic in Kirkland, there's an accident that closed the entire thing down northbound for a time, but now it's just blocking three lanes, so keep that in mind as you're out and about today. The time now is 3 o'clock. Art of Jazz is coming right up on 88.5
Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. John Coltrane to start today, doing I'll Get By, written excuse me, written by Fred Allert, and 1958 prestige record. Coltrane hired Wilbur Hardin, I think a great talent, not heard of much anymore, to play the trumpet here. Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, and the great Jimmy Cobb on drums. John Coltrane, I'll Get By. John Coltrane, Prestige Records, 1958. His tenor sax, Wilbur Hardin, trumpet, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, Jimmy Cobb drums, I'll Get By, written by Fred Alert, the lyric by Roy Turk, and I want you to hear that. Billie Holiday's going to sing it, 1944, Commodore Records. I'll Get By, written by Fred Allert and lyric by Roy Turk, 1944 Commodore Records. Doc Cheatham, trumpet, Lem Davis, alto saxophone, Vic Dickinson, trombone, Eddie Haywood leading the band from the piano, Teddy Walter, guitar, John Simmons, bass, and Sid Catlett on the drums. This is the Art of Jazz.
Support for KPLU comes from the Hands-On Children's Museum, announcing Sand in the City, Washington's Family Sand Festival, August 23rd and 24th on Olympia's East Bay. Added this year is the Master Sand Carving Exhibition. Popular activities include the rock climbing wall and live animals. Information at hocm.org. Thank you.
Set for you, starting with Bud Freeman, his tenor sax, 1945, Majestic Records. Cole Porter, a rare one for Porter, Where Have You Been? Yank Lawson's trumpet, Lou McGarity trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet, Freeman on tenor, Gene Schroeder on piano, Carmen Mastrin guitar, Bob Haggard playing the bass, and Ray McKinley on the drums. Then a jump back from 45 to 1927, OK Records, solo banjo, Sylvester Weaver, when he wrote and called Damfino Stump. Bud Freeman and Sylvester Weaver. One letter from you. Harry Warren wrote the music, and Sid Clare and Lou Brown both added the lyric. Gene Austin, the earliest that I know of performing it, one of the great crooners of the 1920s, this 1927, Victor Records. Abel Baer is at the piano. Gene Austin singing One Sweet Letter From You.
Always. singing, what'll I do, do? Though it's not fair, and you don't care for me, dearly. Drop me a line if you just sign yours sincerely. You know that I'm playing the night and day through. Just hope that I'll get one sweet letter from you.
Jean Austin, 1927, Victor Records, One Sweet Letter From You, The Piano Stable Bearer. 12 years later, for Victor also, Lionel Hampton wanted to give us his version of One Sweet Letter From You.
From you, I love to read one sweet letter from you. You know that you left me so worried and blue. I'm always singing, oh, what will I do? It's not fair, and you don't care for me, dearly. Just drop me a line if you just sign yours sincerely. You know that I'm praying the night and day through, just hoping I'll get one sweet letter from you.
One Sweet Letter from You, Lionel Hampton sang it for you, played his vibes. 1939, Victor Records. And a fascinating artistic endeavor there, and a load of talent. Dizzy Gillespie trumpet, Benny Carter arranging and playing alto. Three great tenor saxophonists, Coleman Hawkins, who you heard, Chew Berry, and Ben Webster. Clyde Hart piano, Charlie Christian backing up the vocal on the guitar, Milt Hinton bass, Cozy Cole drums. And the introduction by Clyde Hart, introductions are a very special area in this art. Setting the mood for the star. I'm going to play that again. Lionel Hampton, 1939, and Clyde Hart's intro.
From you, I love to read one sweet letter from you. You know that you left me so worried and blue. I'm always singing, oh, what will I do? It's not fair, and you don't care for me, dearly. Just drop me a line if you just sign yours sincerely. You know that I'm praying the night and day through, just hoping I'll get one sweet letter from you.
Also by Benny Carter for the saxophones there. And again, Lionel Hampton, 1939, Victor Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and here is Lonnie Johnson, his guitar, his voice, 1950.
Nothing clicking chicken, you get nothing else. Clicking chicken, you get nothing yet. Now you don't love me, all you want is my gold. When I want a date,
says I'm just too old. There's nothing clicking, chicken, so you get nothing left.
Johnson King Records, 1950. Two by him. Nothing Clickin' Chicken. And I'm So Crazy for Love. On the piano, Simeon Hatch. On bass, Paul Parks. And drumming, Nelson Burton. Lonnie Johnson.
Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, serving locally sourced food and beverages such as regionally craft-brewed beer and ale, spirits made on Capitol Hill, and cheese from Pike Place Market. More at alaskaair.com.
Lester Young now to play his tenor saxophone, Aladdin Records, Los Angeles, 1945. DB Blues to start, he wrote it, and it has to do with his experience, not a very good one, when he was in the Army. DB means detention barracks. He spent a lot of time there. And then the great Jack Strachey, Harry Link composition, These Foolish Things. And I talked about piano introductions with Clyde Hart earlier. The pianist here is Dodo Marmarosa, and he puts out a beautiful introduction to These Foolish Things.
Mm-hmm.
Masterful. Lester Young, tenor sax, Los Angeles, 1945, for Aladdin Records, DB Blues, and These Blues Things. Vic Dickinson, trombone, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Red Callender bass, and Henry Tucker playing the drums. Lester Young, right here on 88.5 KPLU, National Public Radio. That includes all you wonderful people out there. B.B. King, Memphis,
1952. Now it is 3 o'clock in the morning. And close my eyes. Oh, 3 o'clock in the morning, baby. Can't even close my eyes. Well, I can't find my baby. Satisfied. Lord, I've looked around me. Well, my baby can't be found. Well, I've looked all around me, people. Well, my baby can't be found. Well, if I don't find my baby, I'm going down to the bowling ground. That's where the men hang out at. Well, I found her.
B.B. King in Memphis, King Records, 1952, and 3 o'clock, written by him. Charlie Parker now, his quintet, Dial Records, 1947. Flights of Fancy, Charlie Parker, Quintet, 1947, Dial Records. Scrapple from the Apple, written by Parker. Don't Blame Me, written by Jimmy McHugh. Miles Davis, trumpet. Duke Jordan on piano. Tommy Potter, bass. Max Roach on the drums. Charlie Parker. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle. 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Luke Jordan now, 1929, Victor Records, brings in his guitar. He's going to sing for you.
What am I gal that's with me that talks all over town? What am I gal that's with me that talks all over town? She left me no lid on the kitchen table, same day I'm Alabama bound. I went running to the station, wringing my hands and crying. I went running to the station, wringing my hands and crying. Crying, come back, put in mama, God's sake, don't go this time. I done bought my ticket, then I'm compelled to ride. I done bought my ticket, then I'm compelled to ride. Say you know where you had me, man, you couldn't be satisfied. Tell it to mama, tell it. Yes, it showed me a ticket, and as long as my right arm. Yes, it showed me a ticket, long as my right arm. I could be riding so long, I think you're dead and gone. I had the railroad blues, I didn't have that railroad fare. I had the railroad blues, I didn't have that railroad fare. Say my shoes hold up, I mean to walk the distance there. I woke up this morning with traveling on my mind. I woke up this morning with traveling on my mind. And the feeling in my pocket, I didn't have a lousy dime. Well, I'm so glad the law has said you uptown gals got to cut your own grass. I want you to be kind to your kitchen, I mean your dining room. Go about your pantry now, I want you to be kind to your backyard thing. I was walking down 6th Street, turning out Main, looking for the man, sell cocaine. Won't you be kind to your kitchen, I mean your dining room. Go about your pantry now, won't you be kind, keep your backyard clean. Bad old and down, a good old soul. She makes a living by cooking light roll. Won't you be kind to your kitchen? I mean your dining room. Go about your pantry now, won't you be kind and keep your backyard clean. Get a nickel with a whiskey, a dime with a gin. I'm gonna pay the gal $5 to see her grin. But won't you be kind to your kitchen? I'm in your dining room. Go about your pantry now, won't you be kind? Keep your backyard clean. Get a nickel worth of beefsteak, a dime with a lard. I'm gonna watch that brick lip, care that heart. Won't you be kind to your kitchen? I'm in your dining room. Go about your pantry now. Won't you be kind and keep your backyard clean? They got a face like a washboard, mouth like a thug. I'm going to learn that gal. The washboard room, won't you be kind to your kitchen? I'm in your dining room. Go about your pantry now. Won't you be kind and keep your backyard clean?
Keep your worries on, God knows how.
just out like your beer. Oh, baby, to the sunny side of the sea. Can't you hear the bit of my bum to the dee da do da do da do? And I'm happy to go down. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street, cause I used to walk in the shade off with those blues on parade. Oh baby, and I'm not a rabbit at all. But see that, if I never ever sing, I'll be richer, Rockefeller, with gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Luke Jordan started the set playing his guitar and singing, a couple of them from 1929 that he wrote. My Gal's Done Left Me and Won't You Be Kind, Victor Records. Then Chick Webb and his orchestra, his drums, his vocalist Taff Jordan, a trumpet player. You heard from Elmer Williams on tenor, and On the Sunny Side of the Street by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. Columbia Records, 1933. Then Benny Carter and the orchestra, also 33. Benny's alto saxophone, his clarinet, his arrangement of I Never Knew, written by Ted Fiorito, lyric by Gus Kahn, Max Kaminsky, trumpet, Floyd O'Brien, trombone, Chew Berry on tenor saxophone, Teddy Wilson beautifully at the piano, Lawrence Lucy guitar, Ernest Hill string bass, and Sid Catlett on the drums. Sid Catlett. On the job now, that means a group of artists not in the recording studio. Here at the Club Blue Note in Paris, 1961. Bud Powell Quartet. Zoot Sims, the tenor saxophonist, left this country to go oversee his friends. Powell said, come on, we're going to do something here. So he got out his tenor and Powell sat at the piano. Pierre Michelot brought his bass, and Kenny Clark, who'd already moved over there from here to play the drums. We will hear Groovin' High, a composition by Dizzy Gillespie based on a pop tune called Whispering, and then Taking a Chance on Love by Vernon Duke from 1940 in the musical Cabin in the Sky. Here's Bud Powell Quartet. Thank you.
Support for KPLU and the Art of Jazz comes from the law offices of J. Michael Gallagher. For over 30 years, Michael Gallagher has been working to preserve parents' relationships with their children and to make sure child support payments are not financially debilitating. More information at don'tbeaweekendparent.com.
On the job in Paris at the Club Blue Note, Bud Powell Quartet. Powell at the piano, Zoot Sims tenor, Pierre Michelot bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums. They did Groovin' High by Dizzy Gillespie and Taking a Chance on Love by Vernon Duke. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley.
Support for KPLU comes from the Shack Art Center, announcing Fresh Paint, Festival of Artists at Work. Today, artists, including glassblowers, painters, and woodworkers, will demonstrate their craft on the Everett waterfront. Directions at Shack, SCHACK.org.
And now on piano, Dave Frischberg and cornet Jim Goodwin.
Thank you.
Piano and Cornet. Dave Frischberg at the piano, Jim Goodwin playing the cornet. Arbor Records, Arbor's Jazz Records, 1992. Wine and Boy Blues by Jelly Roll Morton. And There Ain't No Sweet Man That's Worth the Salt of My Tears by Fred Fisher. So we might hear the lyric Fred Fisher put to that. Here's K-Star.
I'm like a weeping willow, weeping on my pillow. For years and years, there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my tears. Down and down he dragged me like a moose, he nagged me. For years and years there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my tears. Although I may be blue and I know we're through, I must tell him goodbye. Rather than have that man gonna lay me down and die. So broken-hearted sisters, all you orphan misters, lend me your ears. There ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my tears. On my pillow for years and years, there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my tears. Down and down he dragged me like a moke, he nagged me. For years and years, there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my tears. Although I may be blue and I know we're through, I must tell him goodbye. Rather than have that man gonna lay me down and die. So broken-hearted sisters, all you woofing misters, lend me your ears, 'cause there never was a sweet man worth the salt of my tears. Snuggled on your shoulder, cuddled in your arms, dreaming while I'm dancing, thrilled by all your charms, while the music's playing, I'm in ecstasy, sweetheart. This is heavenly. Dancing while lights are low, what a grand sensation. Dancing, you ought to know, you're my inspiration. Let me dance forever, dream about your charms, snuggled on your shoulder. cuddled in your arms.
K-Star in Los Angeles, 1947 for Capitol Records. There ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my tears and snuggled on your shoulder. She's accompanied by the Dave Cavanaugh Band, Dick Anderson clarinet, Dave Cavanaugh tenor, Red Norvo vibes, Arnold Ross piano and Jack Marshall guitar, Red Callender on bass, and Jack Turner playing the drums. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley.
Support for KPLU comes from the Shack Art Center, announcing Fresh Paint, Festival of Artists at Work. Today, artists, including glassblowers, painters, and woodworkers, will demonstrate their craft on the Everett waterfront. Directions at shack, shack.org.
Remember, sweetheart, there's bound to come a day when I'm going to tell you, hot mama, go ahead and be on your way. Maybe you'll weep then, and maybe you'll moan. You'll cry for me, baby, but I'll be gone. Thank you.
The Missourians for Victor Records, 1929, and one called You'll Cry For Me. The singing by Lockwood Lewis, who is the leader of the band, and some fine earthy trombone in there by DePriest Wheeler. Arthur Big Boy Crude up now, Chicago 1946.
You got to reap, you got to reap. You got to reap just what you sow. You got to reap, you got to reap. You got to reap just what you sow. Darling, it may be a long time. You got to reap it before you go. Darling, I'll come way down here just to be with you. Now you done mistreated me, baby. What you gonna do? You got to reap. You got to reap just what you sow. You know it may be a long time. You got to reap it before you go. Seem like to me, mama, now we could get along. I don't love nobody in the world, but you always treat me wrong. You got to reap. You got to reap just what you sow. She ain't no friend to you. You got to read. You got to read just what you sow. Baby, it may be a long time. You got to reap it before you go. Everybody know I love you, know I treat you kind. Look like someday, darling, you would change your worried mind. You got to read. You got to read just what you sow. Get along. I'm always loving you, baby, and I really stay at home. I want my loving, want my loving, want my loving, baby, night and day. Yeah, man. Told me, Papa told me too. This woman you got, son, I ain't no friend to you, but I want my loving, want my loving, want my loving, baby, night and day. for you. That's all right, baby. Anyway you do, I want my loving, want my loving, want my loving, mama, night and day.
Arthur Crudup, his guitar, his voice, 1946 in Chicago for RCA Victor Records. You Got Your Reap, and I Want My Lovin'. Arthur Crudup, big influence on Elvis. And he swings, no doubt about that. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle. 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. Village Vanguard now, 1981. Zinnia Records got this out. And the Sal Mosca Warren Marsh Quartet. What's interesting, excuse me, what's interesting about this is that Sal Mosca recorded it. He set up his own tape recorder and it was all right with everybody. And he got the band together. Marsh on tenor and Mosca on piano. Frank Canino playing string bass and Skip Scott on the drums. Confirmation by Charlie Parker, and Piano Juices by Mosca. On the job at the Village Vanguard in New York City, 1981, the Sal Mosca Warren Marsh Quartet, Marsh tenor and Mosca on piano. Frank Canino playing bass and Skip Scott on the drums. Charlie Parker's confirmation and Mosca's piano juices. This is the Art of Jazz.
Support for KPLU comes from the Evergreen State College, a public four-year college in Olympia, Washington. Evergreen's theme-based classes challenge students to unlock their passion for learning. Information at evergreen.edu.
You saw the song begins, you speak, and I hear violins, it's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes, it's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charms, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is mine. love for you.
McRae, wonderful job of doing Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn's It's Magic. Shirley Horn, also a great singer, playing the piano. Her bass player, Charlie Abels, and her drummer, Steve Williams, along backing Carmen McRae. Novus Records, 1990. Carnegie Hall now, jazz concert. Oh, boy. Did the committee want to have jazz at the Carnegie Hall? I don't think so. Well, Benny Goodman had some pull, I guess. And silly argument against this. It's not music, it's junk. No, it isn't either. Well, anyway, it was a big success, and it started things going. Benny Goodman, Carnegie Hall concert, 1938. Jam session on Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose. You'll hear solos from Lester Young on tenor, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Count Basie's piano, Walter Page bass, and Gene Krupa on drums, and Johnny Hodges on alto, and Harry J. They're all there. And it cooked. I guess the place went just crazy. Everybody throwing candy wrappers at everybody else. Honeysuckle Rose. Carnegie Hall.
Thank you.
A jam session on Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose at Carnegie Hall in New York City. A mixed band led by Benny Goodman playing his clarinet. Lester Young's tenor, Buck Clayton trumpet. Johnny Hodges on alto, Basie at piano. Walter Page bass, Gene Krupa drums, Harry James on trumpet, all of that. 1938. And there have been several different sets of that. A lot of different things at the concert issued by Columbia Records. Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II wrote lots of beautiful music. Mahalia Jackson in 1956 chose one. Jackson, 1956, Columbia Records, You'll Never Walk Alone. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley.
Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, with nonstop flights from Seattle to sunny destinations like Phoenix, Las Vegas, and Palm Springs. More information, including vacation packages, at alaskaair.com.
Interesting background on this next record. It's Django Reinhardt, the great Belgian guitarist. 1953 in Paris. Norman Granz, who ran many things, many record labels, and he had an organization which took jazz music around the country and around the world, called Jazz at the Philharmonic, came out from his early experiences in Los Angeles getting concerts at the Philharmonic down there, or up there, depending on where you are now. And he was in Paris, and he talked to people who were in charge of the Blue Star 78 record company, also LP, and said, look, I got all my equipment here, and I want to get some Django Reinhardt, and why don't we work out this deal where I will record it, and it'll be an excellent recording, and you can issue it on Blue Star Records, and then I can issue it on a Clef label back home. And they said, well, that's fine. So they chose Maurice Vander to play the piano, Pierre Michelot to play the bass, Jean-Louis Vial to play the drums, and Django on solo guitar. Thank you.
Thank you.
1953 in Paris, Blue Star Records, and issued later by Norman Granz on Clef Records. With him, Maurice Vendaire playing the piano, Pierre Michelot, the bass, and Jean-Louis Vial, the drums. Brazil by Ari Barroso, September Song by Kurt Vile, Confessin' by Doc Doherty, and Night and Day by Cole Porter. Paris, 1953, Django Reinhardt. Here, from Chicago in 1953, is Eddie Boyd.
A thing got me killed off petting. I can't even raise my hand. Bad luck, bad luck is killing me. Now I just can't stand no more of this third degree. Got me killed a murder. I never harmed a man. Got me killed of forgery. I can't even write my name. Bad luck, bad luck is killing me. Now I just can't stand no more of this third degree. Got me accused of taxes. I don't have a lousy dime. Got me accused of children. Ain't every one of them mine. Bad luck.
is killing me. Now I just can't stand no more of this third degree.
Chicago, 1953, for Chess Records, Eddie Boyd, playing the piano and singing for you. Bob Crowder, out of Earl Hines' big band, playing sax. Lee Cooper, guitar. Al Elkins, bass, and Percy Walker on the drums. Both these by Boyd, Third Degree and Backbeat. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.
Ken, thanks for another great afternoon of jazz, and I've got All Blues coming up next, right after Stardate.
Stardate, August 17th. The two brightest objects in the night sky, other than the moon, will stand side by side at dawn tomorrow, like a pair of headlights. They're quite low in the eastern sky, though, so you need a clear horizon to see them. Venus is the brighter of the two. It's on the far side of the sun and is preparing to pass behind the sun this fall. So right now, most of the hemisphere that faces our way is awash in sunlight. Seen through a telescope, the planet looks like an almost full moon. Unlike the moon, though, Venus isn't brightest when it's full, because that's when it's farthest from Earth. Over the next few weeks, Venus will gradually drop lower into the dawn twilight as its orbit carries it behind the sun. It'll get lost in the sun's glare by late September or early October. Jupiter stands just a whisker to the right or upper right of Venus tomorrow. It's heading in the opposite direction, away from the sun. Over the coming months, it'll rise a few minutes earlier each day and stand a little higher in the sky at the first blush of twilight. By the time Venus disappears from view in early autumn, Jupiter will stand halfway up the sky at first light, ready to dazzle sky watchers throughout the fall and winter. Again, look for Venus and Jupiter in the east-northeast at first light tomorrow. To see them, you'll need a clear horizon, with no buildings or trees to block your view of these bright planetary headlights. We have more sky-watching tips, the latest astronomy news, and much more about the night sky in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
And you should have clear skies tonight for stargazing. A Puget Sound area weather forecast, mostly clear tonight, lows around 59. And for Monday, sunny, high near 81. Right now in Seattle, it's clear and 81 degrees. In Olympia, 83 with scattered clouds. And if you're listening in Bellingham at 88.7, it's clear with 74 degrees. Well, good evening, and thanks for tuning in. I'm John Kessler, and it's time for All Blues on a Sunday night. You know what that means, 6 hours of this stuff. And I got some great new things for us to listen to tonight. Johnny Winter had been working on an album when he passed away earlier this summer. That's coming out in September. I've got an advanced track. Eric Clapton, with an appreciation of J.J. Cale, Dr. John, has a new album out. So that's all coming up on tonight's